Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Ahoy!
Ash!
Hello everybody!
I thought you were going to say ahoy. And me, Craig. Ahoy! It is the last podcast of the season. We've obviously been away for a couple of weeks as the season ended. The FA Cup final came in for our meet-up at the Maple Leaf. We're going to talk about that in a bit in the FA Cup final. But it's the last time for the season. We're all together.
Yeah. Mm. It's been a long road.
It has. The podcast is a year old, I realised, when I was walking here as well.
Yeah, well, it must be. Oh, no, nearly.
Yeah, the World Cup kicked off on the 12th, I think.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty much almost to the date a year old.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Should we sing happy birthday?
Nah. That's some bad airtime right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Happy birthday. I don't even like it when people sing it on my birthday.
Yeah, it's what terrible, isn't it?
It is.
You never know what to do with your face.
No, mine's only in my hands. But yeah, the season is over. It's been a long road, as Ash said, but we are going to, over the course of this podcast, obviously round up what happened in the last games and who won the league, who finished where, which I'm sure you all know, but we want to poke fun at some people at the other end of the table as well. We'll talk about our final places. We'll talk about the FA Cup final. There's already some transfer speculation, as we know, is Tom's specialist subject.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also... In the second part, Ash has got a little game for Tom and I to play with some pretty high stakes.
And I'm really worried about every aspect of it.
From what I'm told. And we'll go through a few of your tweets and obviously how you can interact with us over the summer when the season's off. Fear not, the Women's World Cup is on. No?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There isn't a fantasy football for it, though.
Isn't there?
No, that's
sexist.
Well, the thing is, now Blatter's gone, really, the state of women's football is going to go downhill. None of his innovative ideas are going to see through.
Wasn't one of his ideas they should wear shorter shorts?
Yeah, exactly.
Genuinely was.
That was a genuine improvement.
Yeah. He was like, well, I mean, they look good. Why don't they just wear shorter shorts?
Oh, my God. One of the good suggestions, I thought, when Luis Figo was running for FIFA president for those 8 hours before he called it a day, one of them was he was going to have the two World Cups together. So the Men's World Cup would be followed by the Women's World Cup, like they do with the Olympics and the Paralympics. That's not a comparison. I mean, the same host nation and the same branding. And the, I mean, it's quite a good idea.
Yeah, makes sense. And podcast, you'd have to have the women's one first, wouldn't you?
Yeah, podcast ends in sexist storm.
Yeah, that's it. They lasted
Twitter
1 year.
Route.
They lasted 1 year until Craig took the mick out of women.
Yeah.
You know you're doing well when you start getting... If everyday sexism pick up on us, we're doing well.
Yeah, that's right.
You know you that made it good. When everyday sexism tweet about you.
Yeah.
Women in FIFA, bro, bloody hell. Tweet, and that'll be it.
God, bras.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so hopefully that'll get picked up.
Yeah, same thing.
Tweet them. Don't tweet them, because some of you do tweet. Please don't tweet everyday sexism. But yeah, so the league finished. Obviously, the real league, real Premier League, pretty obvious. It was all tied up quite early doors. Even the relegated parties, we kind of guessed as well.
I don't think between the last time we were on and the last week, anything really changed, did it?
No, not league.
Well, it was only the last game of the season.
Well, it was only the last game decider, and everyone said that Newcastle were going to lose to West Ham, which I said, put money on us.
It was more wishful thinking. Yeah. One, for a very long odds bet, and two, because I thought Newcastle might crumble, but predictably, as you said, West Ham couldn't beat Newcastle in James's Park, and they stayed up, and Hull went down, didn't they?
Yeah.
But no one will miss them. Will you miss Hull?
Nah. No. Didn't even know they were in the Premier League.
Didn't even know it was a place.
No.
Didn't even know it was a place.
I'd rather Newcastle went down. I don't think anyone really likes them.
No. It's surprising how many people wanted Newcastle to go down.
That's the thing, isn't it? I don't think Hull are like Stoke were. They're pretty similar statures or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not like if Stoke went down, I think, especially a couple of years ago, not so bad now, people would have been well happy with it.
Yeah.
But Hull really aren't like that.
Well, the reason Hull aren't that is, well, no one dislikes Hull really.
Yeah.
Unless you've been there. And that's the problem, is there aren't any players there that are exciting clear out. Newcastle had a few players which are always fun.
Yeah,
to see where they go. Yeah.
Whereas Hull, people aren't going to be scrambling for Dawson or Livermore.
No, and then when we looked through their players, didn't we, right at the end of the season, to see when they had that double game week.
Yeah, to see if any were worth putting in.
And they did, they ended up doing quite well.
There's
only two games they ever won.
Yeah.
But there was no players, was there?
No, there was nothing
there. Really, no.
I think a lot of those players will be best equipped just trying to grind out a season in the Championship.
Yeah.
A lot of them, won't they? There's a lot to do. And obviously QPR went down. The scramble there is they're all over 35. The average age there was insane. So, not much. And Burnley, obviously, we'll talk about in the transfers in a sec, and a couple of transfers, the obvious move for Danny Ings. But in terms of our league, Tom, you've got the placings there,
and
the final standings. Everyone knows it, but they deserve
their name. I was going to say, we don't need a drum roll.
They deserve their name in lights, though. I think that's what it is.
Well, if we're looking at the Champions League spaces, or yeah. places, yeah. I've written spaces here, in fourth was Alistair McKay with Sassanax.
Didn't talk about him much during
we
the season.
We didn't. I realised that when I was putting the email together. I thought, yeah, we didn't talk about it. I remember hearing the name Sassanax a few
he's
times.
He's always he floated around 10, the top 10. But
he must have had a belting sort of last couple of weeks.
No, he's done very well.
No. He was there. He was definitely there for a while.
Unsung hero.
Yeah. Certainly. I mean, he went up to get into fourth. It's the little green arrow there. So, yeah, he went up to fourth. Got that final Champions League place. Third. Never thought I'd say this. Third, Brian Coates.
Fuck off.
112 yeah. years and counting.
Mental, that is, isn't it?
Crazy. 1 point behind. Second, the runner-up in the inaugural Gaffer Tapes fantasy football season was our old friend Geordie Wilson.
And we thought that would be the battle of the ages.
Yeah. Geordie Wilson was really good. In fact,
1 point.
Well, yeah, 1 point between them. Yeah, Coatesy 2,265. And Geordie Wilson, 2,264. But way ahead, almost 100 points ahead.
Wow.
The winner, the champion of the inaugural season, is Danny McEachin.
Well,
he ended on an oily pitch, so round of applause there.
Round of applause for Danny.
Oh, an excellent round of applause.
Is that the first round of applause ever?
The studio audience are very quiet tonight.
They are. They've been here for 3 weeks waiting for this, for this podcast. That's the top. That's your top
he
four.
He finished a top 100 player in the world, though.
He did. Do you know what? I was going to look at that. I thought he must have
did.
Been, yeah.
So it is an honour on our part to have a top 100 player in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Well, we've already got
a proper 100. One, like a current one.
I'm going to have, whilst we're doing this, I'll see him look to see if I can find what position he finished. Do we know?
No, we don't know his actual world place.
No, I don't.
We'll look at it whilst we're talking. But that is, fair play. He did prove he was a listener. There was a bit of controversy about it, as there always is in any good football season.
That's true.
But hopefully they will all be back to try and defend their Champions League places next
year.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then, you know, just as importantly, what people might not know, where did we finish?
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Just to clarify something.
Okay.
I think our people, we need this definition. It's plagued us all year. Is it a jolly one click? Or two click if you're on the second page.
Well, so if you're on the second page, I think you are a one click.
You're not having a problem with holes. Yeah.
I'm having a stroke. No, if you're on the first page, you're no clicks. You don't have to click to view your team.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have got it slightly wrong. But yeah, if you're a one click.
So if you're on the second page.
Yeah.
You're a little Johnny.
So you're
one-click.
Johnny one click.
So I am. Yeah, let's be honest. Because sad. Gents, I finished 60th.
Ugh.
179 teams, 60th.
Yeah.
I was, before then, I was 56th, and I thought, there's potential for me
a
to finish on that.
A few people joined the league.
Yeah. Just before that last week, I was 56th.
I really thought you were going to do it there.
I was 17 points off that first page, and I had a shit last game week. And if I had just been a little bit better, could have maybe done it. But obviously, what we really want to hear is where you boys came.
Yeah.
In 36th, with 2,030 points.
Yeah.
It was Ash.
Ash is the resident expert.
Oh!
There we go.
Wow.
No, I don't understand.
Is that where we're going with it?
I don't understand.
He can only be the resident expert for
that season.
But
Ash was a top 100 player.
Yeah. He was, that's true. So does that mean that because, Craig, you came 34th with 2,033 points.
Gasp.
You didn't know, because you did quite well not looking at the league for the last 3 weeks, didn't you? Yeah, 3 points between you.
Yeah.
So 36th and 34th, 3 points between you. And Ash had 30 points last game week, and Craig, you had 60.
It was a good
game. So that
last
massive
game week,
you must have jumped quite a few.
Well,
spaces,
do you know what? You weren't here for the last one, were you?
No, you got young Jack Saunders
in.
You got Jack Saunders in.
And the last thing I think I said on the podcast was,
good night.
Yeah, it probably was. Thank you.
And goodbye.
I probably did, but no, it was Stoke were playing Liverpool. Liverpool obviously had given up on their season. Stoke playing home. And I said, I fancy Stoke. I'm going to put Biram Diouf in because I think if anyone's going to score, he will. They ended up battering them 6-1 or whatever it was, wasn't it? Gerrard got one goal. Mm. Biram Diouf scored two in the first half. And then I knew I was onto a good week then. So I kind of got lucky / good call on Nelson, but 2 points in, it was close.
That was good. Over the course of a season. Plus, I'm taking some heart in the fact that I thought I had an incredibly bad season.
Yeah.
So, to at least finish in 36th and so close, Do you?
The good news is, I think we've done well enough that we can confirm we are going to do another podcast next season. So if we'd all finished 150th odd, then we probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, yeah, we could have done, but we couldn't have given advice.
Yeah, we'd have changed it to something else, like about Pilates.
Yeah, and then just mention it at the end. Talking of the bottom.
Although, sorry, just to interrupt you a second. This means that Craig, the downside to it, is Craig is now 2-0 up.
Yeah, I won the World Cup.
Tournament win.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah. I won the inaugural... The
World Cup. That's the tournament.
The tournoi. Yeah, essentially.
He is proving to be a bit of an expert, as he's also virtually undefeated in all the quizzes.
Yeah. I'm good at Pac-Man,
too. And has won both seasons, yeah.
And throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right, at the very bottom of the league, chaps. Quite interesting. I know I'd never noticed this. 179th.
Yeah.
Callum Stracey. Ace of Spades. 178th, Nathan Stracey.
The Stracey brothers.
That mental lot. So the Stracey brothers finished right at the very bottom.
The Stracey brothers. Are they like a shit version of the Thunderbirds?
I thought you were going to say, are they a shit version of the Saunderses?
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
Like the Saunders tribute act or something. No, fair play to them. You can tell from their points that they joined very late. So good luck to them. But, I mean, technically they would be relegated. And then 177, just above him, is Marty Big Balls.
Marty Big Balls, clearly
with,
Scottish.
Referendum Rovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your mates?
I don't remember seeing that. But, yeah, so there you go. And a little note that Craig's dad and mum finished 173rd and 175th, respectively, avoiding the drop. So that's pretty good.
Who do you know who won out of those two?
Your father.
Okay.
Do you call him father?
Sometimes, yeah.
Good. Yeah, your dad came 173rd.
And my mum 173rd.
Yeah, and I'm guessing
some lucky bastard in between them.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Oh.
Wow, I should have made a note on who that was, but I didn't. Weird.
I've just received an update from the FBI. Extensive investigation has been carried out.
Okay.
Interpol search. And I do feel quite smug about it now, but I really wanted him to finish in the top 50 in the world.
Yeah.
I genuinely did.
Mm.
But now I've realised he hasn't.
Ah.
And there is still only one top 100 player in the league.
He didn't finish top 100.
He didn't finish top 100.
114.
Oh, what a shit.
What's the point?
Get out.
He's
up, man.
Yeah, exactly. Get out.
Oh, that is harsh.
Wow, McGeechie.
I was really hoping he was going to do it, yeah.
For you lot, obviously, listening, Ash saying it's harsh, he's genuinely smiling.
Yeah, he looks really happy.
Well, I am fucking happy now. But originally, I wanted him to do it.
It doesn't look as good on a poster, does it? Top 114 player.
Top 114 player in the world, even though it's out of however many million.
It's 3.5 million.
But yeah, this guy, what, 82nd?
Yeah, well.
Unreal.
You know.
Yeah.
Can't all be in the top 100.
Yeah.
No.
And, you know, some people can be in the top 115.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, who remembered 115?
Yeah.
Better luck next time, Danny McGeeken.
Yeah.
But please come back.
Geekers. Yeah, please do.
You only won our league by 1,000 points.
The good news is, Stracey Brothers as well, next year you're less likely to come bottom because I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot more people in the league. So obviously as soon as we know the league pin, we're going to be getting that to you. And
I'm sure that, if they'd have started earlier, then, you know, that would have they would have done better. But just a little thing before we move on. I looked at my points this season and I sent this to you in a little message and neither of you gave a shit. But so this year I got 1,963. Now you can actually go and look at your previous points.
Yeah, yeah.
Now last season I got 2,095 points, which if I'd have had those points this season, I'd have been 18th.
That's irrelevant.
Slightly. But
yeah, but it's all relative. We probably all would have did better as well. You didn't look that up, did you?
I didn't. I should have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to look
at that. That just means last year might have been a higher score.
Yeah, to be fair, I did think that because you probably had...
In fact, I didn't hardly play last year, so you'd have probably...
Yeah, Van Persie scoring.
So I'd probably... Interesting to see whether you beat me last year when I wasn't playing or not.
Only one stat matters, gents.
Yeah, I know, but I just found that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you would, because it makes you look like you're better than you are.
So should we just say I was 18th this season as well? Should we just say that? Because it's easier.
I think it should be. Whatever you get to... Your highest rank, you could never go back below it ever again.
So you,
Can we promise that if you do get top 20 next year, you start putting it on your comedy posters, on your comedy posts?
Yeah, yeah.
Quite.
Although, top 20 in the Gaffer's League.
TBF, if Tom loses the quiz later, it's going to be a very bad start.
Yes.
Do you know what? As soon as I work out what TBF means, I'll agree
with
you.
I was trying to work. Yeah.
Genuinely.
Genuinely. What's it mean?
To be fair.
Oh, to be fair.
I mean, it's the same amount of syllables.
Yeah, like IRL.
The boyfriend.
Yeah. Or saying lol, which I do. Yeah. But it's all valid.
Yeah.
Now I just need to not think of other acronyms for TBF because it will distract me very much from the rest of the podcast. But yeah, so as soon as we get all the information and when the next league kicks off, we will obviously let you know via Twitter, and we'll be doing some pre-season podcasts as well.
Tiny ball flakes.
There's more. Tom will keep doing that. Stay on Twitter. There'll be a lot of them tonight. But yes, we will. And obviously, if you tell your friends and your friends tell your friends, we should make this one big bastard of a league,
I think
really.
So, 179 teams. I mean, technically, we should get,
5 million.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah. But definitely.
Let's hit four figures. Let's get four figures in this league.
Exactly. I have just thought of the best league sponsorship opportunity of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. Genius. All we do, go over to America, get some porn stars, they write the pin on their dick, which is obviously the only place it's going to go.
Yeah.
Then there they are. All of our listeners, about 90% of our listeners.
They'll need to only
listen to the, only listen to the, no, they only listen to the podcast in the few moments they take away from Pornhub. Yeah. Anyway, so there we go. Now, people will see the pin whilst they're doing what they normally do.
How big are these dicks? It's a long pin.
It's quite a long
pin. I'd imagine if they're porn stars, it's probably right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you, I mean, that's...
I would know, I've never seen porn.
That sounds... That sounds like a job for an intern, writing a... Yeah. So if you are interested in work experience, gents, then come on down. But yeah, so obviously the season is out of the way, but literally as soon as the season ends, it suddenly becomes about transfer speculation. It hasn't taken long. And we'll talk a bit about that now, and obviously it's happening constantly. So we'll be on Twitter throughout the summer anyway talking about it, but a couple of kind of biggish ones Premier League-wise already, hasn't there? Liverpool have done a bit of business already. They signed boring James Milner.
There was talk about him going to Arsenal potentially. We were linked with him.
I think it's a good signing.
Yeah, we keep talking about how they're supposedly doing.
I can
this
imagine
money.
Him there. He's one of those players that you can imagine being there. Do you know what I mean? I think it suits him. It suits everything about him.
They've got rid of all their interesting players and just become him super boring.
Yeah,
but they whilst talking about them doing that supposed Moneyball thing.
Yeah,
it makes sense actually because like Ings from a relegated club, so they've got him quite cheaply.
Yeah,
so
another big signing, obviously. Yeah,
yeah, and the same with Milner. Like an old pro, but then he's on a free. He's good. But quite decent.
The thing is, Milner's still only 29.
He's like really highly rated.
When you watch him play for England, he always does a good job. And I think he might play through the middle, not wide, with Liverpool. I hope he does, because I quite like him as
well. What take on sort of Gerrard's old role?
Well, he can play further. He used to play in that role for Newcastle.
Yeah.
And he would always contribute in goals and assists. But it's only because he's at City, he can't command that kind of role or even playing time. So I think he's a good signing.
Yeah,
Ings is an alright signing. He's 22, but they still need a marquee striker signing. They still need that because it's not enough. But did you see the tweet from the Anfield like Liverpool fan supporters thing, which was we said signings, not sign Ings.
good
bit of wordplay.
Yeah, but were they saying obviously the being the joke there? But were they saying that because they don't want Ings?
I think they do. I don't think if a Liverpool fan doesn't want Danny Ings, they're stupid. Yeah, he's a
young British
potential
striker,
22 years old. He's got. They just don't want him to be. We've signed Ings, guys. Everything's going to be fine for goals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because Sturridge, I don't think Sturridge will play more than 20 games a season for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
Like, so he's got to be carefully protected. And obviously, the Balotelli situation didn't work out. Have we heard any other?
I saw
rumors.
I saw a Danny Ings highlight video before we go on.
Right.
His 6 best goals of the year. I don't know if you saw it on the BBC
website.
I did.
Yeah.
And every single one was like a shin. Hit his shin, then hit the post from like 5 yards. There wasn't one that was further than 6 yards.
He scored better goals than that, though. I'm sure he did.
I don't know. Looking at his highlights, I was like,
yeah, but at
wow.
the end of the day, it's that classic poacher that you need, isn't it? You know,
yeah, it's like off your thigh. Yeah. Like,
Liverpool would have taken them.
Duncan
this year.
Ferguson didn't used to score overly, you know, flamboyant goals. No, he scored
a lot
with his head.
He also went to jail. I don't know if he's
correct.
Like, great.
Correct. But you know, if you want a striker that's been to jail, Duncan Ferguson's your man.
There's a few of them.
Yeah, there is a few. We'll leave that though. And Cech's
another one. Yeah.
Cech to Arsenal, allegedly.
Yeah, the bookie shortened odds on him today. I think he's now 5-4.
I kept hearing it was a done deal, and then kept looking, and it's not confirmed yet. But
they do need a few extra keepers.
We haven't had a world class keeper for about 15 years.
I'm guessing you're going back to David Seaman or Jens Lehmann.
Oh come on, Seaman. Yeah,
yeah. But maybe. I think Cech. Is, you know, it's the Chesney thing, I don't know if that's ever going to work. He's still young, but Wenger fucking loves him.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with Ospina on the bench.
I think eventually Chesney's going to grow, really grow. He'll into his shirt.
Yeah. It's very poetic.
That's good.
Yeah. But I don't know if Chesney would benefit from like a Premiership loan move. Go and play.
That's what I think.
Go and play a full 38 games for a Premiership club somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think Cech.
I do like Chesney.
Cech would walk into any side in the Premier League still. He's only 33.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got another 5-6 years playing.
Build that defence a little bit. Fucking hell, that's nice. You think Buffon? Still playing, isn't he?
Exactly, and he's 83, 84.
Yeah. Exactly. There's loads of examples around in different positions where signing experienced players. Like, clubs seem scared of it in England for some reason. Like Luca Toni just got golden boot in Serie A. He's 38.
Yeah,
playing for a provincial club.
Yeah. How long did Maldini play for?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
Del Piero.
Pirlo's still doing a great job. Whereas, you know, do you remember when Liverpool signed Gary McAllister? And it was kind of laughed at. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but he was about, I don't know if he actually was, but he looked about 60.
He was 36, I think. 36, 37. Mm. But he obviously, I don't know if it's a stats thing or whatever, but his pass distribution, his pass completion was incredible. And he was brilliant that season. Mm. I just think, you know, if you get the opportunity to sign a Luca Toni or a Pirlo or Danny Alves at 33, granted he's re-signed, fucking sign him.
Yeah.
I think we're too scared of saying, well, he's 21, so that increases value. Clubs like Liverpool or like Spurs need experienced players who, they might only do 20 games a season, but they'll provide those games a season. But any other big, I suppose, a managerial change at your club, that's big.
Yeah, that, a good result.
Yeah.
I think his record is like mixed, to be fair. Mm. And I'm not sure it's going to be that successful, if I'm honest. But if we play nice football, and as long as we don't actually get relegated, or even if we do, if we go down...
even if we do, it's he's
but the thing is, the thing is, I've... Of the seasons that I've been...
At least it ain't Allardyce.
No, well, that's the thing. The seasons that I've been a season ticket holder, the three in their championship over the years, been the best by a mile. You go, you win every single week. It's as much fun. The only difference in the Premier League is you get to watch players that play for other teams that are better.
Yeah. Mm.
Slaughter you, and occasionally you win a good game, but then half the time you win, it was an away match.
It's such a bizarre situation. They'd rather get relegated of a new manager than stay up with Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, because what's the point? It's an entertainment, isn't it? But it's like I'd rather go and watch like a good film that's not going to win an Oscar than like a really shit Oscar-winning film.
Yeah, but it's not like you're backing that film, like that you have an overly invested interest in that film.
You've got to go and watch it, haven't you? You've got to sit there for 3 hours. Yeah. Like you would probably all of us. Like, don't go and watch every Oscar
film.
Why
don't we go and watch films anymore, guys?
Yeah. But
that's a good analogy, isn't it? Like, I bet if you looked at the last 5 years worth of Oscar-winning films, I bet, like, certainly, I bet Tom hasn't watched them.
So, why me? Well, I'm not cultured
enough.
Because
Craig works in TV.
I also make a point of watching all the Oscar nominations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But something like... Snakes on a Motherfucking Plane.
Yeah. Terrible film.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But you'd probably, if given the choice on the day, you'd probably go and see
that and, you know.
Probably Orange Wednesdays. That's probably why we haven't gone to films anymore, because it's a spare ticket. Sorry, I was just thinking. It was plaguing me. But West Ham faced the problem that you can't afford to get relegated next season, because then you don't want to be starting the season in the Olympic Stadium in the Championship. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be ideal, but I don't want to give it the kiss of death. The one thing I can see is someone like... You know, Barry Glendening off the Guardian podcast, someone like that, or the media generally, I think, are going to be quite harsh on him, because a lot of them like Allardyce.
Yeah.
And then when we're not like in the Champions League,
as
the season goes on, a few games into it.
Yeah, there will be a lot of, well, this is no better than what Allardyce did.
This is what the fans wanted. Like, you know, when...
Are you happy now?
Yeah, there was quite a lot of it when the Tevez thing happened. Like, it was like, oh, and when Magnussen... went bankrupt. Like, see, you wanted to have some money and have some nice players. Well, this will teach you. Well,
they did it to Van Gaal all season as well. This is Moyes' record. He was a point better off than you.
Yeah,
like,
they
just
did.
Give him some fucking time. Well, look how Van Gaal turned out in the end. You know, United, they didn't play well, but got what they wanted. Got fourth. One below Arsenal anyway. And before we go to the break, the other managerial change, obviously, as predicted, was Newcastle. John Carver... getting sent his marching orders pretty predictably, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
And Steve McLaren taking over.
The wet tie taking over. The drippy fucking tie.
Is he the wettest England manager ever?
Literally and metaphorically, yeah.
But yeah, so he's taken over Newcastle. A weird one, because he didn't want to leave Derby. He turned down the Newcastle job a few months ago.
That's bizarre, wasn't it?
Well, we kind of called it and said, why would you take the Newcastle job with 3 days to go? Because either you keep them up, so you should, or they go down and you're the man who relegated Newcastle. So
I think Ashley turned up at his house with one of them really big Sports Direct mugs. One of them really big ones.
Yeah.
And just maybe filled it with coins or threatened him with it.
They sell bingo markers in there. Why?
Do they?
Yeah, mental.
I'll tell you what, I had to buy a bingo marker for about £5 when I was in Clacton recently. I could have done with buying a cheap one from Sports Direct.
Were you playing bingo?
No, just drawing. No, I was. Yeah, no.
Just use a pen.
I was. Yeah. But the girl who sold it to me was quite attractive and I was a bit drunk. So I went, yeah, fine, it's nothing.
25 minutes in, yeah, your wife will have stopped listening by now, so you'll be alright. Yeah, you'll be fine, okay. Yeah. But yeah, we should go. Oh, sorry, Ash, go.
Oh, sorry. Also, did you see about Mike Ashley himself? Announced that he's off the board.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He's replaced himself with, like, a couple of other people.
What does that mean, though?
He's replaced himself?
Yeah, well, like, because he's on the board, so he's effectively removed himself and then picked, like, somebody, I can't remember the names, somebody who used to play for Newcastle, like a Gray.
Yeah.
It's not Shearer. McLaren himself and somebody else are going to go onto the board. So then Mike Ashley's supposedly wouldn't have then any, you know, running.
Just trying to appease fans, I guess, isn't it?
That's what it is.
But I mean, that might be one of the reasons McLaren's coming.
McLaren, fucking.
I think they'll be underwhelmed.
We'll see how that pantomime turns out over the season. And what the Newcastle pick percentage is going to next season can't be much, I imagine. But yeah, so any more transfer stuff that springs to mind, we'll obviously talk about that in part two. We'll go through some of your tweets at the end of the season, talk a little bit about the FA Cup final. We are going to do a quiz, apparently, Tom and I. Also some last end of season information to share with you. We've got a fantasy football survey that we need to tell you about. You've got to fill in for us. And obviously how to keep in touch with us over the summer and our exciting new website launch. But that's all we've got time for in part one, and we'll see you in a sec for part two. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Ash and Tom. I'm not ashamed to say, took a few times to get that right.
It did,
because you're going to hear it at the end anyway. So
this is going to be on the outtakes.
We might as well cover it. We broke into a version of Desiree by David Brent.
Yeah.
And a few things happened along the way. We're back. We're back on track. It's the shenanigans because I know Ash is going to be doing a quiz sometime later in this part, and that normally goes very badly if you listen to Neil or Real. Which brings us on to what we want.
One time. What
other brilliant quizzes I did?
The one other quiz you and Tom did that took around an hour to
Not
do.
For the listeners.
No. That was via Skype. Yeah, they didn't realise that you were sat there in your bedroom.
For 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes. Can we fucking hurry up, lad?
My dinner going cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to be doing that in a set. We're going to be going through the final tweets from our tweet for the season. We should say at some point, we've been in touch with a stats company who have a fantasy football survey, an FPL survey. They're putting together this information across all the FPL players they can get hold of. Fill out a survey. They're going to produce some sort of results for it before the beginning of next season, which will help. Tom might need it, which will help you with your fantasy football. So if you're into stats, we talk a lot about Moneyball on this show and stuff like that. So it's all that kind of analysis going into how you pick your team, what methods you use. For instance, Ash is at 11:29 on a Saturday morning kind of guy. Tom is don't make your transfer on a Tuesday because you might, and I'm kind of that as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to tweet the link. It's just a SurveyMonkey survey. It's very quick. We're going to tweet the link to that. We'll also get it on the website when we launch our new website that Ash is beavering away on, and our Facebook page.
Beaver. But
yeah, we'll get down to it. So if you're doing us a massive favour, if you fill that out.
Stat LeBlanc.
Stat LeBlanc.
Stat LeBlanc.
Anything else? No?
There's a stat in my kitchen.
Oh.
Curiosity killed the stat.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
The Arista stats.
just cat stat puns now. But yeah, so we will tweet that SurveyMonkey link from our Twitter account. And you can have a go on that. You'll be doing us a massive favour. We should talk briefly about the FA Cup final. We all got together for the FA Cup final, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Which for you, Thomas, a good day.
Yeah, well drunk.
I meant more the result.
No, it's good. Yeah, football on that. There was football on.
Yeah,
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I thought it was going to be a lot more of a closer game.
It was probably the most one-sided FA Cup final.
Really was, wasn't it? I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting them to really, you know, bring it, but they. They didn't show up.
It was awful, wasn't it?
They just didn't show up. A lot of people I spoke to actually tweeted from the account saying, what does everyone think? There was a lot of people saying Villa 1-0. I think Villa 2-1 was quite a popular one. A couple of people saying that they fought Arsenal on penalties. And I thought, fucking hell, my nerves if it went there. But luckily, incredibly one-sided.
I think a lot of people make those calls to try and sound smart, because if it goes wrong, well, Arsenal are always going to win, and if it goes right, you look like a genius.
I said Villa would win.
Exactly, that's
a very good point.
But it was pretty one-sided, wasn't it? There was Ash had some interesting bets going on again.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was so many, because I don't get involved. I was just sitting there getting drunk, and you were just chatting about a lot, because there was quite a few of us there. And you were just all talking about your bets flying around, going, yeah, well, I've got this, odds and this. I mean, what were your bets, Ash? They were mental, weren't they?
I had one, and it was by far the best bet. It kept the excitement going, because once the game died off as a competition, the bet kept going. And it was some, it was for about, I think I'd only put a fiver on, and it returned about 150 or something.
Yeah.
And it was just a combination of goals scored, number of corners and number of yellow cards.
I think in my head, if I remember it right, in a Rain Man-esque attempt, I'm sure it was over 2.5 goals, between 10 and 12 corners, and between 4 and 6 cards.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and it all came through, except for in the last 20 minutes, they just had to get one more corner.
Yeah.
And the game completely died out, didn't it?
The plus side of this is, obviously, as we said before, we met up in the Maple Leaf Bar, Canadian themed bar in central London. There was a good number of us.
There was a big crowd.
And Ash cheering corners like a fucking lunatic in a central
massive
London bar.
Packed pub, just looking like a mental. We had a couple of guys, give them a shout out, the guys who turned up to film us for a little bit.
That's right, Copper 90 it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
football filmmakers. They're making an awesome film.
It looked brilliant.
Derby Days, wasn't it? And they're exploring football derbies around the world. You should follow their Twitter, Copper 90, it's really good. They showed us a trailer of Derby Days, it looks unbelievable. They've been to Turkey, Germany, I think they're going to South America, the UK as well, covering rivalries and derbies.
They haven't done the Slough Town, Windsor and Eton FC.
They haven't, rivalry, too dangerous.
But
too dangerous.
It is.
But
it was quite good, and they did a little interview with you, Craig.
Yeah.
And me and Ash sort of sat in the background, in the
with
line
Max, the
of,
naked German.
I think Max was next to us. Yeah, we were sort of in the line of the camera, and I remember saying to Ash, I went, just sort of act normal and act as if we're talking, and on cue, Ash decided to accidentally knock an entire bottle of beer all down my lap. So that's on there.
So if you go to the Copper guys, they've got a little short film about people's FA Cup final experience. There's me trying to have some sort of professional, you know, some modicum, make people think we might be some form of professional journalists and broadcasters. So I'm going, well, if you're an FA Cup final, if you're a football fan, you don't watch the FA Cup final, then I question what a football fan you are. And Tom's like wiping his crotch
a soggy crotch.
but thank you for all you guys who got in touch about the FA Cup final and the people who came down. It was great.
Yeah,
it was really
lovely.
Good time.
Thank you.
And Arsenal won 4-0. So
actually, I spoke to somebody who came down. You know, we were in the corner and there was a shit ton of us.
Yeah.
Somebody came in and went to where we'd reserved the table.
No.
With about another 10 people, right? And they were sat over there. And he came up to me after the other day and said, "Oh, it's a shame I didn't see you. We came in after the FA Cup game after you guys were gone, and obviously we stayed to watch the German Cup final.
Yeah.
And then the Spanish one.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh no." We were in there, we stayed to watch the German game, and they'd gone in there, gone to the bar. They're all like Italian and Spanish, and had gone up to the bar and said, "Oh, can you turn it over? Like, why are you showing the German Cup final?" And the guy, the manager of the pub, was like, "I'm not turning it off. I've had about 100 people request."
Yeah.
So they came in and asked why we wouldn't turn off the football, and we were sat on the other side. I thought it was quite interesting.
It's difficult to gauge how realistic your stories are in numbers. Yeah, actually, I never know. So it could have just been like half a man came in.
Yeah, a little fella in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and that was it. But yeah, the Maple Leaf Bar. Great bar, by the way.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I stayed there till the last Wednesday. End. I've just got back. I just popped back now.
But yeah, it was a good one. Hopefully, that'll be one of many to come, the FA Cup
definitely
final.
Definitely. I think we can definitely do that. Make that
not the League Cup final. No one cares. But the FA Cup final.
Or the Scottish Cup or anything like that.
No Scottish games at all.
Good.
Or if you want to watch some bloody ice hockey, get down there for some moose beer.
It was nice.
I think we should cover the real big games, like the pre-qualifying Fair Play Europa League Cup.
Or the Emirates Cup.
I might go to that this year.
Yeah.
Hasn't it already been and gone?
It probably is. It's that early that it's
August.
Already been.
No, it's August.
But we can get that done. But yeah, so thank you very much for coming down. We can't do the season without one very last little jingle of it's time to go through what you listeners have been sending us in. It's Tweets for My Tweet.
Tweets for My Tweet.
Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah. Tweets from my tweet.
Yeah, so what have we got? Who's been tweeting?
Wow. Well, we've had a lot. I kind of went back and had a few looks. We tweeted from the Gaffer Tapes account saying, what do we think of Milner to Liverpool?
Yeah.
We got a reply from Gabriel James Aaron.
I believe he's in charge of the Mongolian chop squad. No.
Is he? Okay.
I think he's that, yeah.
Okay. He said, signing of the decade for us. Now all we need is Reed and Ings for 40 mil-ish and we can win the league.
Reed? Who? Oh, Winston Reed.
Yeah.
40 mil?
Yeah, I mean, originally I thought he was joking, but reading that, I think he's actually being serious.
That's mental.
That is mental.
Well, they've signed Ings. He is easily pleased, as Liverpool fans go.
Yeah. He must be joking.
I don't know. It's not jokey enough to be jokey.
No, it's not. Reed and Ings and then we can win the league.
Yeah.
With Milner, is it that?
If it had been like, yeah, all we need now is Reed, Ings, Luke Chadwick and Doc Cotton.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, you bloody prankster, you Mongolian chopping bastard. Yeah, but he hasn't. He's gone with two sensible-ish players.
Your little Mong. And then Sebs tweeted us regarding the whole Sepp Blatter thing, which we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do we really need to go into that shit?
A little.
He said, hashtag say no to bribes, crying face, 3 exclamation marks and a smiley face. He went, seriously, I don't know how I feel about the 2010 World Cup now. We all just like, what the fuck here in SA?
Yeah, SA standing for South Africa, obviously, where he's from.
Correct.
I replied to that, I think, from my own account, saying, think how we feel, we had to watch
Exactly, yeah, we did, yeah.
It was a bad World Cup. We talked about that loads in the World Cup podcast. But then I don't know if he's taken offence. I haven't heard from him since.
No. He was tweeting us today, actually.
Oh, that's all right.
One of the questions I tweeted, does anyone have any questions for us on the final thing? Ashley Hayden.
Yeah.
At Ashley Hayden, comedian. He said, why would anyone want to leave Southampton for Spurs or Liverpool?
Money, simple answer.
Yeah,
that's the only reason, really. Southampton are a pretty ambitious club, doing very well, but the money Liverpool and Spurs pay out in wages is ridiculous.
Mm.
They're getting a reputation for, you know, for, well, they've got one for overpaying. So that, I reckon you could probably double your wage, Southampton to Liverpool, and still finish above them in the league.
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty crazy. But that is the only reason, really.
And this is the best one. We'll finish on this one because this, I think, is a big talking point that I wanted to bring up today. From AFC Henry, at AFC Henry P.
Right.
He says, who is your one must-have player in your lineup and your player to avoid for next season's FPL? Good question.
Really good question.
Henry.
must-have player is... It's difficult this early on to call that.
It's early. I'd probably say...
Yeah.
At the moment, I'd say Costa, maybe, because I think he as long as he can stay fit, it's guaranteed goals.
Yeah.
I think what he was like at the start of last season.
Depends who they buy in as well. As long as they don't get anybody in who's a bigger name,
then
definitely.
Yeah, it's boring that we all say the same thing, but my first thought was, Costa, when you look at those first 15 games, Chelsea's only real goal, like regular goal outlet, it would be Costa. Obviously, the Yaya Touré's been a big name in seasons past. That's been and gone. There's always Aguero, but Aguero... The difference is Costa's price is going to... Costa and Aguero are going to start so... They're going to be near 13 million, I think, by the time...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely. It's a player who... I suppose somebody who's going to play every week is going to score some points, yeah.
What about Van Persie? Do you think his price is going to be quite... Well,
he's being linked, irrelevant. He's being linked abroad for 10 million, 9 or 10 million, so...
What was it I saw about him saying? Who is it he's been linked to? He's been linked with someone, and he said that it was his dream to play for them.
Yeah, obviously.
And someone tweeted about, so it was your dream to play for Arsenal, it was your dream to play for Ajax, it was your dream to play for United.
Yeah.
And then apparently he said, I have a lot of dreams.
That's what he said. He has a lot of dreams.
That's what he said.
Good
I
answer.
Can't remember who it is that he's linked with. Like, I think Marseille or something.
I think it's Juventus.
Is it Juventus?
And then Juve are going to get rid of Tevez. And then Madrid are going to get rid of Mandzukic.
And
so it's going to go full circle, isn't
it? Yeah, it's
supposed to go to Man United, yeah.
And your one player to avoid. I think we could tie this in to the next bit. Because...
it's true.
Yeah, I think that the one player to avoid for us... potentially Mario Balotelli.
He's one of those I don't think he's going to turn round if he stays. And weirdly, I think he might stay.
I think he might stay because I mean, who's really going to pick him up? And is he going to want to leave Liverpool? Because a team as high profile, I know Liverpool shit, but never Liverpool bash on this podcast.
Well, he nearly survived a whole episode.
But I think, yeah, he's not going to get as high profile a name. Yeah, I don't think he'll move anywhere, and they're bound to pay him.
No, well, in fact, I was going to say the only place I could see him going would be Milan, but he's literally just come from there, hasn't he?
Yeah. And financially, Liverpool would have to take a hit that doesn't make sense economically. They only signed him for 16 million. Yeah. There was already a drop in value because he's such a high risk. So to drop again to 6 or 7 million, they're not going to do it.
He may as well, because he's still a good player.
He might as well keep him. Yeah. So
he just needs to be played, really, doesn't he? He just needs to sort the system out.
Well, he needs to. It's clearly he is an oddball. I like him as a character, but yeah, I think. But he's probably the most avoid because his value won't drop. But he'll still cost you 9 million in FPL. But
it's the same as surely it's the same as Lambert, isn't it? Like if you buy a player. Because Balotelli hasn't really played, has he? All that
he
much.
Has. Well, he played earlier on, but do you know what? I don't. You'd have to presume he doesn't train well.
He scored one goal all season. He scored one goal for Liverpool.
I don't know if the stat's still true. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. That certainly back then, I don't know if it changed during the season. I doubt it. That Balotelli, in all the time he's been at Liverpool and Man City, has made one assist.
Yeah,
and that was for that Aguero goal that won the league.
Really?
Other than that, it's not missing.
Hell of an assist.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is. He's probably, because he'll still be 9 million, and he'll, 8, 9 million, and he obviously won't necessarily start, he won't necessarily contribute, and there's a lot of better players out there, which links quite well because Tom and I are about to get, it's been Tom and Ash all season, obviously Tom lost miserably, and when we're revamping the website over the summer,
come
we'll
on
make
guys,
sure
let's
that
move on.
A Tom for Tottenham, there's a Tottenham section.
Because I'm up against the clock here, come on.
But Ash, it's going to be Craig versus Tom for 1 week only.
Yeah.
With the consequences being?
The loser has to buy, start of next season, has to have Balotelli in their team for the first 2 weeks.
Fuck a duck.
That is quite.
That's a 9 million hit as
well. Well, actually, it'll probably be a 4
What's
million
the point?
Hit next season.
What is the point?
Oh, we need a backup player.
Is there any way that
if he does get sold.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Adam Johnson, it's got to be, isn't it?
He's unlikely to play. Yeah. He might be busy. If at all Adam isn't available, he's at someone else's disposal, then we'll let the people on Twitter decide who the player has to be.
We have
that
house. Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be honest. I'm not a betting man, as you know, but I bet I'm going to fucking lose.
Well, let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's explain it to
right,
us.
Yeah.
Do?
Okay. I'm worried straight away. Just if it's called anything like Neil or Real.
Just for listeners, obviously, if you haven't tuned in, go back and listen to Ash's previous attempts at quiz. There was one called Neil or Real. I don't even want to begin to explain it. So there is previous for bad quizzing. So I would say play along at home, but you fucking, who knows? You might not be able to.
Admittedly, I have something to make up for Neil Rouse Rao.
Yeah.
But one of my favourite all-time bits on this was during the World Cup when we did the quiz with Max the Naked German.
Yeah.
And we translated the quizzes and he had to decide what was Gert Müller, Thomas Müller, or Müller Yogurt.
Yeah, Müller or Müller.
Müller, Müller or Müller.
That was classic. One of the best things ever.
That's a classic. That was good. Well, let's get back to that form. Explain it to us. What do we have to do?
Okay. So it's called What a Pointless Podcast.
Yeah.
Pointless.
Yeah. And you simply have to tell me what the fuck Tom is doing.
Yeah.
In the middle of the podcast.
Yeah,
you have to, you just have to pick the least of the options for most of them.
Right.
So I'll give an example for it to make it more sense. Who got the least amount of points in the FPL this year? Ash, Tom or Craig?
Right.
So the point.
It's Tom!
So it's in the game Pointless, which I've not seen, which is a good start. Is the pointless answer the one with the least?
Yeah.
Or the one with the losing one?
The one with the least.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So the pointless answer for this would be Tom.
So you're trying to score the least points.
Yeah, but brilliantly, I've given Tom the maximum number of points in the example question. I get worried now. So if you picked Tom, you'd get no points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me would be 1 point. Okay. The other person would be 3.
I'm with you.
Got ya.
Okay. Good time. But in my notes, I've scored them wrong, so let's hope.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't hold out much hope, so I'm just going to say yeah, and let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. Right, part one.
Okay.
Part one? Why is it called part one?
I mean, question one. Surely question one.
How many
one.
Questions
Not
are
part
there?
One. Part one of five.
Part one contains
18 questions.
Let's go.
5,000. Okay. It's 10. Who scored the fewest league goals this season? Okay,
right.
Options are Alexis Sanchez, Hazard, Austin, Benteke, Aguero.
Holy shit, there's a lot of options.
Who scored the least?
Say that again.
Sanchez.
Hazard.
Hazard. Austin, Benteke, Rooney. I think people should play along. This is actually quite a good quiz.
Okay, yeah. Are we answering as we go along?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Keep scoring well then.
Right, well, I went... Have you got your
answer? Hold on, I haven't done it yet.
Hurry up, then. Go. I'm ready?
Oh, fuck.
As long as you... Okay.
Okay, so I went with my first hunch, then changed and went back, but I'm figuring I've gone with Benteke.
Yeah, I did as well.
Benteke's?
Yeah.
No, it's actually Rooney.
Oh, but so that's 1 point each. Oh, I didn't hear Rooney as an option. Okay, so how many points do we get for that?
1 point each. Can someone make it?
It can't be 1 point each, because that's the fewest points.
No, so Rooney's... No, you get 0 point if you get the point that's answered.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So Benteke was the second best, right?
Yeah, exactly. Ah, yeah, so he was the second best, yeah. Okay. So he was on... Rooney got 13, right. Benteke got 13. Okay. This is according to the FPL website.
Good quiz, I like it. Let's go.
Right, one. Two. Point. Are you... someone scoring, yeah?
Yeah, I've got my own scores.
Okay. Of Arsenal's newer arrivals, I've written... that's not right either. Who's selected the least by FPL okay. clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. So who's selected the least? Welbeck, Ozil, Chambers, Sanchez, or Chesney?
Ooh. Well, that's a good question.
Welbeck, Ozil, Chambers, Sanchez,
Chesney.
Or Chesney.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got mine.
Oh, fuck. I think.
You go first.
Yeah, Chesney.
I've gone Chesney as well.
Oh! 3 points for both of you.
Oh, I thought it might be Chesney because he might be overpriced for a keeper.
No, he was actually 4 points. To be fair, this is a difficult
one. It must have been Welbeck then, surely?
I was going to say Ozil.
Oh, it was Ozil.
Was it? 4.4%. So fuck.
Then Welbeck, then Chesney, and then...
Oh, okay.
We've gone for the same. Yeah.
Okay. Question three. Which players made the least assists this year? Okay. Januzaj, Van Persie, Fellaini, Blackett, Di Maria.
That's going to be a fucking trick question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to break the... What's it called? Like, break the fourth wall or whatever?
Yeah.
But if you guys don't say anything whilst you're thinking of the answer, it auto-edits it out, so you don't need to worry.
Okay. So when I'm thinking, I'll just go...
So you can actually take the time.
It's between the two, innit? I'm going to say... Right, okay. Blackett.
I've gone for Blackett.
Have you? You've picked the pointless answer!
Yeah! Da-da-da-da-da!
Ooh! Okay.
So what do we get? Zero.
Yeah. Both from 4 points. So 4 points each. Worth.
My money is on Ash, not having come up with a tiebreaker.
Oh, shit the bed.
I did get an RVP though. I nearly did.
Okay. Question four. Who had the fewest clean sheets?
Okay.
Have you worked that out in your heads?
Yeah.
Okay. Lloris, Krul, Howard, Pantilimon.
Funniest bit is in my notes I wrote pants for that option. Oh, that's tough.
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I've gone for Pantilimon because I know he didn't even play the whole season. Manone had the number one shirt for a while.
Fuck. I'll put Lloris.
So, the person with the fewest clean sheets.
Yeah.
Howard with only 7.
Shit. What? Okay.
Lloris had 8.
He was next. Fuck.
Pantilimon got 11 clean sheets.
Wow. That's good effort.
So that's...
Yeah.
So for you. Oh, that's good for me.
No, it's good for you.
What did you say? Lloris?
Yeah.
You get 1 point.
2 points for me.
Three.
Shit.
Three. Why? How many did...
It's three for if you get the worst answer. Did you put that last time?
Oh, wow.
You both got a three earlier.
Yeah, we got that.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm winning.
You are, and it's quite a lot for me to come... This is the last question, isn't it?
No, it's six more.
What? There's six more?
It's ten questions.
Oh, right, holy shit. Right.
Okay. This is a special one for former podcast co-host Michael Dravniecks.
Okay.
He loves his fucking bonus points at Liverpool. So here we are. Which Liverpool player got the fewest bonus points?
Okay.
Skirtle, Sterling, Gerrard, Henderson.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh God.
It's between two, isn't it?
It is. Well, I don't know. I think it's between three, but I don't want to go on too much.
Okay. I've chosen.
Okay. Either
Teenage Mutant Ninja Skirtle.
I've gone for Gerrard. Liverpool got a shitload of clean sheets in that last part of the season. I've gone Gerrard.
Person with the fewest.
Yeah.
The pointless answer was obviously Sterling.
Sterling.
It's just a sort of trick question.
Bulls.
Then it was Gerrard, so that's 1 point. And the person who got the most bonus points in the team was Skirtle.
Yeah. Wow.
25, so that's 3 points.
That run at the end of the season. So this is quite good for people to play along, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're back to being even again, Craig.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, question six then. Who got the least yellow cards? Okay, there's a few here. Fabregas, Catamol, Costa, the star of the show, Balotelli, Noble, or Matic?
Oh, God.
Least.
Who got the least yellow card? So who was the least dirty out of that bunch?
Fuck about.
Right,
do you want to read them again?
No, I got mine.
Oh, hang on.
I like Tom's thinking noises. Ew.
Oh, shit on that.
Yeah.
Gone him.
You got him? Right. What have you gone?
Matic.
I've gone Balotelli. Matic must have picked up a book in every other game in that role.
Yeah, Matic got 10, so that's 3 points to you.
Fuck.
I nearly went Balotelli. Was it Balotelli?
Balotelli got 5, which is 1 point to you.
Yes!
The pointless answer, was and this Noble? Is unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, Noble Balotelli.
But then again, he was in the, actually thinking about it, Noble was in the Fair Play Team of the Year, wasn't he?
Yeah, so. Well, the only reason I picked Balotelli was lack of appearances.
Oh, in fact, no. In fact, we came second in it, didn't we? We only won it because Liverpool, so Balotelli was actually in the top team that finished top of the Fair Play. Yeah. Okay. So, which of these not-so-relegated players at the lowest value, I'm sure this is the value at the end of the season.
Well, right. Tom's going to be good at this because he picks these cups on his bench all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
lowest value.
Dalap, Cambiasso, Wallace, Drinkwater,
wow.
Vardy.
So who was the cheapest out of all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the season.
I've got mine. I'm ready to go.
Oh, fuck. Dalap was the first one, was it? Was that?
Dalap.
Dalap.
Dalap. Wallace.
You gone Wallace? Yeah. I've gone for Drinkwater.
Oh! You've got the pointless answer, stuck with Wallace, and you went for the obvious fake. Drinkwater was 5, I presume. He came in at 5 million. Didn't pay.
What?
So he was there at the end. He was their most expensive player at the end of the season.
3 points for that.
Yeah.
What did I get? Zero.
You get zero. Holy shit. Right.
So, hang on.
Question
what's,
8.
What's the score now?
Well, I'm on 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh! 2 left.
Okay. Which player was transferred in the least amount of times this season? So over the course of the whole season,
yeah,
because they could have gone out and back in, I assume.
Yeah.
Who was transferred in the least number of times? Hazard, Kane, Silva, Sterling, Fabregas, Di Maria.
Hang on.
Sorry, there's quite a few.
Hazard, Kane, Silva, Sterling,
Fabregas and Di Maria.
Yeah.
Fabregas, Di Maria. So that's, sorry,
who's transferred in the least? You don't get it explained loads of times, Tom. It's got to be a fair
who
contest.
Who gets transferred in the least? So yeah. who has been...
So who's been brought? So if they've been picked the least amount of times, but then sold and then repicked, counts.
Yeah, who's been brought in the least? Okay. I've got mine.
I went for a few because I did it with 3 originally, but it's too easy then.
Okay, I'm going to say Di Maria.
I've gone for Hazard. I think he was a mainstay for most people.
Yes, well done. Yeah, I think he just went in and stayed in people's teams, didn't he?
How many points does he get for that?
Fucking 0. None, mate.
And Di Maria is 3 points to you.
Oh! Three.
Most transferred in and out.
Did not need 3 points.
Yeah, we're on 11 and 14 now.
Oh, okay.
2 left.
9. Which player was in their dream team the least?
Okay.
Not the programme, please say.
What you mean, like the weekly one?
The weekly, exactly right. Like Carl Fletcher or Eddie Moliano. Or Monday Bandili or Luis Amor Rodriguez.
Okay, Ericsson, Kane, Ramsey, Costa, Silva.
Got mine.
I've got mine straight away.
Yeah, I've gone for Ramsey straight away.
Got me.
Both gone for Ramsey?
Yeah.
Not the pointless answer.
No!
Silva the pointless answer.
Gives you 1 point each. Amazing.
Ericsson.
Costa.
Costa. Really? I thought he'd have nailed it for the first 10 weeks, though.
Yeah, then.
Three times. So we both got, what did we both get?
One point.
So it's 12-15. You need a pointless answer and you need to get 3.
Oh, fuck. It's not what can happen.
Who made the fewest saves this season?
Yeah.
Fewest.
Courtois, Howard, Lloris, Green.
It's a tough one. Okay.
Hold on. I haven't picked one yet.
I've got mine. I think I've outfoxed you.
Oh.
I've gone for it. Tom is, honestly, it's like, I imagine you look like this when you did his driving theory. Right.
Which I did pass.
Yeah.
Courtois.
I've gone Courtois.
Oh, no!
Fucking matter then, doesn't
it? Yeah.
1 point.
Oh, what was the least?
Howard.
Even despite the clean sheets that earlier on,
I
thought he'd have made a lot of saves.
Yeah.
Fancy made the most saves ever in a World Cup game ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Once again. He remains undefeated in legitimate actual games.
And Tom has already started well. Shit. Started next season well.
With Mario.
Oh, I was fucking Balotelli for 2 weeks in my team. But you know what? Joke's on you, because I think he'll score.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
That'd be really annoying if he bangs a hat-trick in the first
getting
week.
Benched. Let's be honest, he's getting benched.
Yeah, you've got to make space for Jermaine Genius, haven't you?
Exactly.
Well, there exactly. It is. It was a good quiz.
I completely forgot that was actually happening, that was going out. I really did.
We recorded all of that.
Yeah,
that's going out. Wow. That was a genuine play-along quiz at home, that one.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a real quiz. So hopefully people actually played along with that.
If we'd known to start that it was going to be okay.
We could have said, this is a play-along quiz.
Low on laughs, high on trivia.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
It was quite statistic-based.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I quite enjoyed it. Statistic-based to link in with us promoting our SurveyMonkey survey.
Correct.
With our brand partners.
It's all linked.
Which we'll be tweeting that survey to do that. This is pretty much it, lads.
Yeah. Well, this is it for a month?
Yeah, we will be doing a couple of preview podcasts before the season starts.
As soon as that pin comes out, we need to find out when the league's open. But as soon as that pin comes out, we will be writing
that pin number written on your dick.
We can write a number on each of our
each of our dicks. I'll take the hyphen.
Yeah. How many dicks have you got?
Yeah, enough for the. I don't know.
That we could write. We could write one letter on each of our testicles, and that would give us 5.
Why not?
No, 7.
We got it.
Mystery.
Other news is Ash. Ash has been working away in his lab on a new website for us. So next season we will be seeing the launch of a Gaffer Tapes blog, which we'll all be writing on weekly. And also we'll be getting guest bloggers. If any of you want to blog for us, then do get in touch. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And obviously follow us on Twitter @thegaffertapes. We're going to be having guest bloggers from listeners, from some other professionals, not that we're professionals, and we'll be doing some blogs ourselves. What other cool shit have we got?
I've got a solo show in November that I want everyone to buy tickets for, because I realised I've sold 12% of the tickets. So November 13th, Leicester Square Theatre, London.
Yeah.
I'm doing my solo show. Tom Holmes, Die Doing What You Love.
We'll be there. I haven't bought tickets yet, but I will do.
Buy them, because I 12%
I will
shit.
Be there. So go and watch Tom perform his solo show at Leicester Square Theatre. And if you don't like it, leave halfway through. It's great restaurants and stuff around there.
Absolutely lovely. Absolutely. Catch a film.
So, I tell you what. I will buy one ticket if the first half of the show, if you don't make it over 14%, first half of the show, I'm prepared to do Neil vs. Real, the musical.
The musical, wow. I'd rather do that.
To be honest, Tom's been to Edinburgh, and I've been there a lot, and there's worse out there.
There's a lot worse out there.
So I wouldn't worry about that.
We'll work on that for next year.
Yeah. But yeah, so in the meantime, do follow the Twitter. We're going to be active over the Twitter over the summer. Any transfer rumours, betting tips. Obviously, there's some big UFC fights. Tom will be tipping, see if he can get back to form. Yeah. We will have the website launched for next season and blogging on there. Other than that, though, just a thank you to everyone who's listened. Really.
Thanks very much. Thanks for everyone who's supported the podcast for the first year and our first inaugural season.
Oh, you love inaugural.
I know. I love the word inaugural. It's good.
And all the guest people we've had on. Max the Naked German.
Yeah. Andy Gibbons.
Jack Saunders.
Oh, we're going to have forgotten one.
Oh, no.
Colonel Saunders.
James. Andy and... No!
Just say some name.
John Fashanu.
Chris Kiwomya.
Wendy Richards.
Yeah.
Arthur Fowler.
Paolo Wanchop.
Yeah.
There's one person we've forgotten.
Fuck him.
And I worked with him.
I worked with him.
He was on he was on the World Cup, so it doesn't count. We thank you.
We're all right for that. We're all right for that. But thank you. We've had people listening in Africa, Australia, America. We've covered a lot of continents. If we get some Eskimos on, that'd be great.
Yeah, can't call them Eskimos anymore. They're called Inuits.
God damn it, Inuits. Inuits. Everyday racism, everyday sexism, they're all over us. But we will be back for next season. And follow us on Twitter @thegaffertapes.
Now
I'm doing impressions. We're going to get shot down.
Chinese people. That's
cool. So thank you for listening. We will be back next season and in the summer for some pre-season specials. But for now, that's all we've got time for. So thank you very much and goodbye. Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Football... Oh, fuck. mate, it's all gone to shit.
Keep going. Come on.
No, we can't keep going. I didn't even say the gaffer tapes.
Welcome to fantasy. Welcome to Craig's
fantasy. Welcome to your fantasies. No, we get it right. Come on.